is Davin's Den.
Okay, so the biggest fools countdown, where we count down the biggest fools of the year. I love this one. Well, I think we got a lot of good candidates here. We'll play our little theme music for it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Davin's Den fans across the world. Welcome to the biggest April Fools, where Davin, Pip, and I count down the biggest fools of the year.
Pip is already enjoying herself. She's already laughing.
Well, the laugh at the end is so crazy.
All right. Well, so we'll start with my candidate for number five. Will be our athlete / sports candidate.
Okay.
So actually, you know what? You're the defending champ.
Should go first?
Unless you want me to. It's up to you.
You go first.
All right. My number for athlete, the 70 or sports is not athlete.
Okay.
The 77-year-old Robert Kraft was among more than 100 people linked last month to several Central Florida day spas and massage parlors, suspected of being used for prostitution and targeted by law enforcement during a months-long investigation. Police said Kraft twice visited the Orchids of Asia day spa. Video footage showed him receiving paid acts at a room at the spa, and surveillance video shows him being driven to the spa, police chief Daniel Kerr said last month. Worth $4.4 billion, he paid. The police say he paid between $59 and $79 for sex acts. An explicit police affidavit says the encounters didn't include intercourse. Kraft, who has denied through a spokesman that he committed a crime, has been charged with two counts of solicitation. We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. The charges are second-degree misdemeanors and generally carry no more than 60-day sentences in county jail. Kraft is being arraigned on March 28th. Kraft was driven to Orchids of Asia in a Rolls Royce. He lives 30 minutes away. It's a drab, faded, unimpressive-looking place with some bleached signage and a shopping center that offers no obvious lure for the Rolls-Royce set. If you're looking for massage in the area, there must be 20 places with better aesthetics, better locations, and better reputations, and better menus within a half-hour drive. It's not the sort of place massage knowers are looking for, not while it offers no impressive sounding or custom modalities on the menu. It's not the sort of place where a good massage therapist goes to work. Good massage therapists do not work at places where an overwhelmingly male clientele overwhelmingly buys $59 half-hour massages as late as 11:30 at night. The Orchids of Asia Day Spa was an open secret around Southeast Florida, well known for blending the opulent with the sordid. Online reviews on the site called rubmaps.com...
Oh, no.
Now, don't you think the cops would have a copy of that as well? You know, I mean, you're a detective. You don't have a copy of Rub Mats.
Apparently they did, Joe. That's why they were there.
Yeah, see? That's good police work.
Well, I like that they're called Orchids of Asia. It's like, yeah, what does that have to do
well,
with
they're not going to call it Yankee Cranky. I mean, you know.
No, it's in Florida. That'd be the New York one.
Yeah. A little, I'm a Yankee Cranky dandy. I go there to have my rod tugged.
Let me grab your Dixie Stixie.
I almost want a second verse. I enjoyed that so much.
I'm pissed because Rod Tug was too wordy.
It's your first time out. Don't feel bad.
Oh, I want an Asian butt to tug my rod. Now I.
And so he trails off. Reviews on a site called rubmaps.com cited paid sex services in vulgar terms, including rub and tug. Another on Yelp.com noted a happy ending. The case has peeled back one of the most unsavory aspects of this stretch of Florida, where a playground of the wealthy filled with golf courses and beaches meets with what authorities say.
Maybe, sperm.
Well, they called it a human trafficking ring. Spanning from China to the United States. There are multi-million dollar mansions as well as the massage tables that police say women slept on when not engaged by customers. Sheriff Snyder said the multi-jurisdiction probe was expected to carry on for the foreseeable future into more and possibly broader human trafficking operations. He said that in many cases it involved coerced women without access to their own transportation who would be moved from location to location while living where they were taken and sometimes working late into the night. Oh. None of the women ever left until they were moved, and many, he said, had been carried out of their jurisdiction in expensive cars. They had no days off, he said, and cooked rice on hot plates. Condoms were never used, he said.
Ew.
These women are being treated like cattle, Snyder said.
Sticky rice.
He said of the... Thank you, Pip. There you go. Very funny. He said of the arrested men, any thoughts that they didn't know they were trafficked women were hogwashed as opposed to ball washed.
What?
I guess it's getting your hogwashed.
Hogwashed? It's What's like, that mean?
Bunch of bullshit. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, I see.
Kraft will not accept a plea deal offered by state prosecutors in the case. Prosecutors have offered to drop misdemeanor charges against Kraft and 24 other men in exchange for fines, community service, and an admission that they would be found guilty should the case go to trial, according to Mike Edmondson, a spokesman for the Palm Beach State's Attorney's Office. Edmondson described the offer as standard for first-time offenders. He said that none of the offers have been expected as of Wednesday morning. All right, so let me break this down a little bit for you. I feel good about this.
1 second. Tom says, ha, peeled back. Like every foreskin, they had a crank.
What, no Jews, Tom?
Apparently not.
I guess we'll have to defer to Tom to this.
Well, he doesn't really know what constitutes Florida, does he?
Good point, Pip. Good point. There's some peeled schmeckles. Worth $4.4 billion, and you're going to a seedy massage parlor in a strip mall. You can't be discreet in a Rolls Royce.
wait, now I missed the part. Is he a sports figure?
He owns the New England Patriots.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yes, he owns the New England Patriots. Oh. I thought you knew that. I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what this has to do with sports. By the way, this was like right before a playoff game.
Oh, God.
And he was getting off, but anyway. When you have that type of money, you can get like the highest class of women. You can have them come to your place, shuttled in the back door.
Yeah.
You can have discreet rendezvous. You don't got to go to the strip mall in the Rolls Royce.
Maybe he's cutting costs.
Well, Gronkowski retired. So.
A little bit off the payroll.
Just like the Special Olympics has to suffer, so did his rub and tug budget.
It's bad enough when multi-million dollar athletes make bad decisions. You can at least make the argument some don't know better because they had a rough upbringing. He's had a good upbringing, and he does know better. Not only does he face legal action, he faces discipline from the NFL. He's fucking scared shitless that this video is going to come out. That's what he's really concerned about.
Is there a video?
There's a video!
Oh, God.
That's what he's most concerned about.
That must look like them trying to start a fire with a flint, trying to get him off the way they're rubbing.
Poor Tom Hanks is trying to.
Yeah, that's what it probably looks like.
That
looks like, yeah. Wilson, I made fire!
I'm going to push back on you on that a little bit there, Joe. Because on one of his visits, and I didn't put this in the story, one of his visits, he checked in at 10:59 and left at 11:13. Yeah, it was very quick.
Oh, well, I mean.
I actually have a joke about it. I go, somebody was working on their 2-minute offense. Yeah. Or 2-minute drill. That's what I.
drill. Well, the girls are better at making fire than Tom Hanks. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. So that is my candidate for worst sport. Pip, you're up.
Thank you. I'll go next.
All right,
Joe. Wait, am I supposed to attack it? Or am
well,
I supposed,
no, no. Give
us
your story, and then we can.
That's what the lady said at the massage parlor.
And the said, I-E-O, because she didn't understand the language. Then the translator said, is she supposed to attack it?
Yeah.
See, we're doing a reenactment here at Davin's Den.
That's right.
Don't choke on it. No condoms, by the way. Yuck.
Yeah. Ew. Ew.
Everything smells like a tuna roll in this joint.
Yeah, especially the rice.
Tom said hogwashed, or as it's known by everybody else, the money shot.
They had their own little lingo there, is what Tom is saying.
Oh, my God, yeah. Team USA Olympic gloves. Was that an athlete or Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber? When Team USA athletes marched into Olympic Stadium for Friday's opening ceremony, this was the Winter Olympics in 2018.
We had Olympics in 2018? Not in April.
In Pyeongchang.
What month was that?
Pyeongchang?
It was within this...
It was... I feel like that was a January, February thing.
Oh, sure. God damn.
Oh, Pip, right off, smacked away. I mean, if you want to give us, we're not going to go through the whole reading. Give us a summary. Oh. But nay, get out. You get nothing.
God damn it.
It's like she's never played before.
You know what? I was enthralled by this because they were bundled up in Ralph Lauren gear and they went out onto the... out skating out, yay, we're Team USA, and they're wearing these like tan suede gloves with Western fringe on the side, which looked exactly like the gloves worn by Jim Carrey's character Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber. Exactly like them. Big oversized gloves. They looked ridiculous. It's like, what a terrible representation of our exactly like him. Terrible representation of the whole team.
But due to a break in the rules, we shan't debate about that.
No.
Not good for the defending, not April Fool's champ, but Countdown champ. Very inauspicious debut for number one.
I told you sports is my toughest category.
You did say that. Joe?
Conor McGregor appears in court on assault.
I know this story.
Criminal mischief charges in UFC melee. Back in April, McGregor was arrested and faced multiple charges related to his attack on a bus ahead of a UFC event in Brooklyn. Prosecutors eventually agreed to drop two felonies and other charges as part of a plea deal McGregor agreed to in July, and he completed community service several weeks ago. The video showed McGregor picking up a metal guardrail and running it with apparent attempt to throw it at a departing bus carrying several other fighters, including rival Khabib Nurmagomedov. Well, he was another guy.
It's so easy reading these fucking names, is it? Well, listen to me struggle every week.
Yeah, yeah, really. Well, look at this. It looks.
But they were saying he took a guardrail and like ran out of the bus like a javelin?
He threw it at the bus with people in the bus. He was mad. McGregor continued flailing.
He's a UFC guy. He's not going to use his words.
I understand. McGregor allegedly continued flailing other items around and ultimately launched something that hit the window of the bus, cracking it, shattering the glass. Video taken from the bus inside shows Michael Chiesa, another UFC fighter who was set to compete in this weekend's events, had minor injuries.
Oh, shit.
Wait! There's more.
Oh, no.
He was arrested in Florida a week or so ago. He was, after getting done with community service, he decided to go down to Florida, but didn't learn his lesson. He was requested. He was arrested 5:56 local time on Monday, last Monday, and charges of strong-arm robbery, a second-degree felony, and criminal mischief, a third-degree felony, per the address for the arrest affidavit obtained by MAA Fighting. McGregor is being held at Turner Gulford Knight Correctional Center on $12,500 bail. And this was from smashing a fan's phone for taking a picture of him outside a Miami Beach hotel. So that is my fool in sports.
Wait,
Conor McGregor.
He just got off of probation for the first thing.
Just finished community service. A couple of weeks ago, made a comment. He was working in Brooklyn. He goes, yeah, it was nice to do the thing. Goes down to Florida. He's at a Florida hotel. Winds up, there was a fan that was trying to take a picture. Takes his phone. Wails the phone.
So what you're telling me is a fighter acted violently. Okay, I feel very good about this. I mean, do we really even have to argue this?
Wait a second. I blame Florida for this.
I understand. Florida always contributes.
The minute he crossed into Florida, he was doomed. He sniffed that air and went, I feel wacky.
My story's in Florida, too, and he got wackied. So, I mean, really. Wacky. A fighter behaving like a fucking fighter.
Yeah, but do you think there was a lot of... I mean, this was like, you know... A criminal act. Well, what he did was a criminal act as well. But this was an assault. There really wasn't an assault in your
athletes
in your
story. Fucking assault all, fighters.
Doesn't make a difference.
Stop.
There was
We're
not.
We're talking about fools. But he does what he does.
He made a fool out of himself in a violent
way.
Was
anybody looking up to Conor McGregor to set the template on how we should behave and handle disputes?
You know what? When you're out of the ring, yeah, there is a code of conduct for the USC fighters. And he totally made a fool of himself.
These guys are always getting arrested. They're beating the shit out of their wives on fucking hobbies.
Throwing shit at a bus. And
Google UFC fighters arrested.
Listen, all Robert Kraft did was throw his shit on the wrist of a fucking massage woman. This guy threw shit at a bus. With people inside the
You don't know how many people were inside the shit he threw. There could be a lot of future people in there. How dare you?
All it was some was chiz on a wrist. This was broken glass on people inside of a bus.
made a fool of him. How many UFC fighters have been arrested in 2018?
Well, right now it's all Conor McGregor.
There's a bunch. There's a bunch. Look up domestic abuse.
Here's an arrested Arnold Burden in Honolulu for attempted murder after he allegedly punched his wife and fellow fighter in the head.
You're thinking that's a nice place to live.
You think you nice could chill. But Florida's nice too. But
here's Adam, unpronounceable W last name.
Thank
that's
you.
Like my like,
arrested
DOV
in
last
fans
name.
Raid.
Okay, so my point is
UFC fighter Rachel Ostrovich's husband arrested after assault.
My point is, they're doing what they do.
No, they're doing what they do out of a ring. When you do it out of the ring,
but they do it a lot. It's who's a big fool. No other NFL owners that we know.
We're not talking quantity here. We're not talking quantity here. There's a whole bunch of people that get arrested. There was also a lot of other people in this case at the Yankee Cranky joint.
They weren't NFL owners who rolled up in a Rolls Royce, motherfucker.
Okay, but still, it's still, you know, you're still showing a range of people involved in the act, where you're trying to compare it to
with
mine.
With billionaires rolling up in a Rolls Royce for a $59 hand job before jetting off to your team's playoff game.
Do they make a fool out of themselves, throwing a chair at a bus?
That's what they do! You know how he'd be fool if he read fucking poetry? His peers would mock him for that shit and go, you're being foolish.
No, not poetry. Embroidery.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Rosie Greer did embroidery. He was a football player.
I know. Rosie Greer was good.
Yeah. Fool.
You calling Rosie Greer a fool?
Well, he's not here and he's old.
He's dead.
Oh, he is?
I think he is.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, let me look that up. I thought he was gone.
Let's go. Come on.
And by the way,
New England Patriots. So fuck the Patriots. And you, as somebody who does not like the Patriots, should agree with me. We're fucking the top guy because he can't fuck.
We're also fucking the hand of an Asian woman. So I don't.
Well, I'm not. Pat, please weigh in here. I mean, I don't think this is even up for debate.
Hold on.
I believe it is. It's plenty of
debate. Knowing if Rosie Greer is dead.
Who the fuck cares?
I care. Shut your face. Sit there.
I want to know.
We want to know.
I think he's alive. Sorry. Oh, sorry, man. Rosie.
Right. You just lost your own version of dead or alive. Good job, stupid.
I wasn't prepared.
See, it's a difficult game.
It is a difficult game.
Bury him before his time. How dare you?
I'm really sorry, Joe. I think it's a hilarious picture, but I think that this guy who's a billionaire rolling up to the seedy rub and tug with his Rolls Royce, that's not going to look like – nobody's going to notice that.
Not once, but twice.
He's a bigger fool.
Thank you. I have to get with that. I'm on the board. I'll tell you what, Joe. For your efforts, you can do the first celebrity fool.
There's only one celebrity, right?
Yes, only one. Yes.
It's one.
But there's three of us.
Oh, duh. Okay, sorry.
It's going to be a rough night.
Okay, Roseanne Barr fired at the racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, post-claiming George Soros is a Nazi. Roseanne Barr unleashed a vicious Twitter tirade, prompting NBC to cancel her sitcom hours later. The outspoken actress ripped former Barack Obama senior advisor Valerie Jarrett in a racist tweet and claimed billionaire investor George Soros is a Nazi during a social media spiral that began overnight. She commented that Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, and that equals VJ. That's what she wrote about Jarrett, replying to another user who suggested the advisor helped hide a lot of Obama's secrets. Barr, 65, later wrote that the tweet was a joke. It was a joke before deleting it.
You don't have that accent.
It's a joke.
Is she Madonna all
It's a joke, Joe.
I got to go Nigel Tufnel from Spinal Tap when they talk. It was a joke, innit?
Where's your sense of humor, ABC?
It goes to 11.
Before
we're just goofing on black people, eh?
It's a joke, isn't it? Yeah. Just say she was actually in the movie.
Then it would have been all right.
Sexist. Ian, there's a girl with a... Never mind.
Joe's going to do his own show in his head. We're just going to get snippets of it like it's the Mueller report.
Yeah, but she's tuning in, which makes it even funnier. She knows.
Well, she's your William Barr. Only the two of you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
So Barr later wrote that the tweet was a joke before deleting it and issuing an apology and saying she was leaving Twitter. TV network ABC, which runs Roseanne as well as a TV streaming service Hulu, practically immediately confirmed Roseanne had been dropped from their platforms following the tweet. The tweet was an instant hit with criticism from fans. Hulu soon released a statement confirming that they were standing in solidarity with ABC and won't make any more episodes of the revamped sitcom available to watch in the service. Recently, she has blamed Sarah Gilbert, co-star, for destroying her life with a tweet that condemned her racist statements about Valerie Jarrett in 2018. Roseanne's sitcom was canceled within 27 minutes of Sarah's tweet.
27
fucking minutes. We're calling the comment abhorrent, and the actress believes that her tweet killed off her 30-year show. The family was back for a spinoff called The Connors. Roseanne's character was killed off with an opioid overdose.
But wait, there's more. We got the same one.
Ah!
So you shall not get an argument from me.
No, it's not. Okay, stupid.
So we'll see what Pip has, but I'll just tag in with this. So immediately after her tweet, Wanda Sykes resigned. She was one of the writers. Producer Whitney Cummings left. She did apologize. She said, "I'm truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste." After saying that, she said she was going to leave Twitter, and then she came back for more.
Yeah.
Let's see. She said, "Guys, I did something unforgivable, so do not defend me," she wrote in another post. "It was 2 in the morning, and I was ambient tweeting. It was Memorial Day, too. I went to... For a do not
holidays and tweeting are not good for celebrities.
No, it's not.
Don't ask me how I know this.
Funny.
Nice.
Well, he too lost a show. So it was egregious and indefensible. I made a mistake. I wish I hadn't, but don't defend it. Sanofi, who makes Ambien, tweeted a response Wednesday morning. While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sandoz medication.
It gets bad when Ambien has to release it. Oh, slow down. We have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, stay in your own lane. We did not do
it's
this.
Like, imagine if she was on hard drugs. The Mapers of LSD claim that LSD, even though it's an hallucinogen, would never have racist statements made.
Oh, my God.
You'll see shit, but not racism.
Channing Dungey, the president of ABC Entertainment, did not consider the tweet a joking matter. Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we've decided to cancel her show. Barr was also dropped by her talent agency, ICM Partners, who announced in a statement that her disgraceful and unacceptable tweet was antithetical to our core values, both as individuals and as an agency. Consequently, we've notified her that we will not represent her. So then she starts spreading false rumors that Chelsea Clinton is married to the nephew of billionaire liberal Democratic donor George Soros, who is a lightning rod for false conservatives. She tweeted, "George Soros is a Nazi who turned in his fellow Jews to be murdered in German concentration camps and stole their wealth. Were you aware of that?" That was directly to Chelsea Clinton. She tweeted.
Yeah.
Barr also tweeted in the past, "Pedogate," the term for conspiracy theories that accuses people, usually Trump opponents, of being part of a secret ring of pedophiles. In an online interview, Barr screams in regards to Jared, "I thought the bitch was white! God damn it, I thought the bitch was white! How many times have I said that? After blaming Ambien herself briefly in anti-Semitism for her 2018 firing after a racist tweet about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, Roseanne Barr is now pointing the finger at former First Lady Michelle Obama and former ABC programming chief Channing Dungey. "Obama said that this tweet is unforgivable. That's what I was told, and I tend to believe it because the woman who fired me is now working with the Obamas at Netflix," Barr told the British newspaper Times of London. Dungey left ABC in December 2018 and moved to Netflix. Well, she'll be working with the Obamas. Barr also shared her thoughts on the Me Too movement and said women who waited years to bring forward accusations were essentially prostitutes. "If you didn't say no, just stay there to go along, you're a hooker," she said. "Men are hook men too. There's a total hoe mentality. What about..."
Sounds like Ann Jackson.
Well, less cursing. "What am I going to get for trading sexual favors? Not that I've gotten anything against hookers. Not real hookers," she continued. I don't
have anything against real hookers.
No, she continued. "I just don't make people laugh. I like to tick them off and make them think, too. I'm a provocateur. It's like the PC police. It's about mind control. Everyone in America is under mind control from television, except for my show. That's why they got rid of it."
Well, no, it was doing fairly well. It was the racist tweets that killed it.
No. Mind control, except for that show, Joe. How dare you? You should know better.
Well, his mind is being controlled.
See, we're on the same size. He still has to be mean.
I know.
Well, you're you.
Are you new?
An outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump, Barr referred to him as a genius and a real deep thinker. In the interview, when the Times reporter argued that he doesn't come across that way on TV, Barr said, "That's not the Trump she knows. Well, that's his Trump puppet. He's got a Trump puppet, and he's somewhere else."
Ambien then released a statement, "Okay, maybe we're to blame on this one."
She offered my way back. "I've met him several times, and don't forget, you can't judge anyone for how they tweet on Twitter." SiriusXM and ABC beg to differ. and sort of the Oscars for that. Rose Arbuckle, as Joe said, she blames Sarah Gilbert. She said, "She destroyed the show of my life with that tweet. She will never get enough until she consumes my liver with fine Chianti." Roseanne,
gotta give her that. That's funny. Throw it out one.
Roseanne Barr is busy blaming Sarah Gilbert for her implosion on TV in the end of The Roseanne Show. This is her latest gambit in fobbing off blame for her racist tweets about Valerie Jarrett. Since then, Barr has dug her own career grave by attacking AOC and making all kinds of crazy comments. Barr criticized California Senator Kamala Harris as well as referring to her as Kama Sutra Harris. And implying that Harris' former relationship with San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown is related to Harris' career trajectory. We all know what she did. She slept her way to the bottom. None of her publicity has helped sell tickets for her 5 upcoming stand-up comedy dates. In Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Tom, you got something to do. Her arena dates in May have been left unsold. You can get a ticket at any of these places, or 10 tickets, or 20.
How would she book an arena? She could fill an arena even before.
Apparently
she...
not, Joe.
Well, what I'm saying is before the tweets...
Yeah. Well, they took a chance. You listen, if you could put asses in seats. I mean, Cosby was still, you know, trying.
Wow.
By the way.
There's a lot.
Well, I wonder, who do you have before I make, who is your.
Yeah, who can we just hear? Me and my pal here.
Oh, look at you guys aligning against
me. Don't worry, it's just this segment. The next thing will be at each other's butt and throats, all right?
It's like together with the Joker. Superman and Lex Luthor. It happens.
Happens.
Very, you know.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't get too cozy. We're going to be at each other's throats in 10 minutes with
He's
the next
Lex Luthor for
one.
Obvious reasons.
Yeah. Khan was helping out Kirk in one of the episodes.
Sure,
yeah,
it can happen. So just give me your name, and then I want to tell you something, then I'll let you continue.
Just give me the name.
The name of who you're going to go with, then I want to just...
Dr. Dre.
Okay. Before we get to Dr. Dre, I was all fucking queued up for Jussie Smollett. He was all...
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
I was at lunch! Yeah! At lunch! Yes. At lunch, okay? I was rounding up. I go... I had Jesse on there from yesterday. I go, this is going to be a fucking slam dunk.
And I'm like, this guy might be...
As I'm sitting down to do show plugs and to do final prep, I'm like, you got to be shitting
like,
me.
Son of a bitch.
You got to be shitting me.
I was literally sitting in the hospital waiting for my car to come around. And
your car sick?
No.
Come around. It's not talking to her. The car wants to see other garages.
No, they actually have valet parking. Their parking is so bad. And I was sitting there waiting for the... And then there's a TV there to keep you entertained while you're waiting for them to come back with your car. And the thing about Jussie...
They couldn't wait till tomorrow?
Son of a bitch.
We did this Wednesday.
We all would have had Jussie.
We all would have had it.
Would have been a first time ever.
I think it was either Sunday or yesterday. I'm like, I got to pick him. This is going to be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
And I go, the others will probably pick it too. You know, we'll do the same thing we did with Roseanne. You know. But I go, this is a fucking slam.
I was thinking, like, I'm like, should I call them? I go, nah, I want to fucking win. They'll figure it out for themselves. Not my problem.
I was sitting there by myself. I startled all of the valet guys because they weren't really busy. They're standing around by the podium. And I go, are you kidding me? At the television. They go, oh.
Let me tell you something. If I did the social media plugs in the morning and I had to run to the bank and do this stuff like that, I go, Jesse Summit.
Right.
Yeah, I would have never seen it. But as I sat down to do final prep, I'm like, you've got to be shitting me.
We had a prosecution.
That's a story for another day. How that? We're not going to get into it. I know, but how did he pull this?
Davin off? And I were sharpening our knives. Oh shit!
Yeah.
No, wow. I mean, if he had come in and not.
Oh
know,
yeah. Whoever came with that.
Sat there. I go, if I had to go to the bank and run errands during lunch, I never would
have
saw the
I just
story.
I happened to have CNN. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I said.
CNN was there. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I saw it.
Fucker fucked us
I
all.
Saw. I saw it when I was doing the plot. When I was doing social media, I saw it. I'm like, you've what? You what?
It has
you
it all.
Gotta
he paid
be
my check.
Me.
It's like what? I did.
Now we're going after those Nigerians. It's like, it's always the Nigerians.
All right. So do you want to give us Dr. Dre before we dismiss you?
It's just a good story.
Okay.
Heartwarming at best.
It's like Hallmark, which Lori Loughlin won't be on.
Oh, yeah,
surprised
true.
Surprised you didn't go there. Nobody picked Lori Loughlin. Interesting.
You want to know something? Yeah, you want to know something? I did, but I didn't think...
I didn't know when she paid the money.
Yeah, you know that's. Yeah. You know what? Thank you for saying that. That's what pulled me back because I'm looking back. I'm like, the judges might have a problem. So before I got too deep into it, I'm like, I got to find somebody.
And I was
thinking,
well, the argument is, it was stupid, but she's trying to help her kid. But then the counter argument is, they go, USC, really? You need help to get in the USC? And I was arguing it back and forth.
And funny thing is, the Roseanne thing, I felt.
Forgot. I'm like, I hope it's 2018.
Well, the Roseanne thing, I'm like, all right, it's okay. And then I'm reading. I'm like, all right.
All the stuff I
so
added,
not only was it good, you jumped. You
by
were
the
right
way,
along.
Fucking comics 2 years in a row. Female comics. Last year Kathy Griffin.
Right.
This year Roseanne. What the fuck?
It's here's like, the girls, deal. Well, girls, get it together.
No, here's the deal with comics. We don't have the filter that regular civilians have because we're so used to being in front of strangers saying all sorts of things that sometimes it's almost like with a Conor McGregor. Well, that's what they do. Well, this is what we do.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah, I remember that time where you posed with Obama's head severed. That was good times, Joe.
I'm not
and
what I'm
using
saying.
Using the Hershey
what
syrup
I'm,
for blood
pushing
was
the envelope. We pushed the envelope.
We pushed, like I said, like so you do something like if you're online at the supermarket and somebody's dicking around with coupons, well, everybody stands there like a sheep. You're gonna go, what are we? How many? What's the coupon? How much is it? $8? Here's $8. Get the fuck out of here. Take your stupid coupons. Go to hell.
But then you realize you're Scottish. I'm not giving the $8.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so give us your heartwarming story about Dr. Dre. A Hail Mary by Pip after Jussie went off the board.
Why'd she kick our ass?
No, I know the story.
Oh, you do?
No, I know the story. Oh, I was fucking searching frantically. I wasted like an hour and a half.
No, we all did. It was tough this year.
I'm glad we were
it's
all
getting it's getting tougher every year.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
In some cases, not so much.
No,
Jussie
that
Smollett
was
a slam dunk.
Oh,
this is
that
a Monday
was
show.
So easy. Three of us thought of the same guy.
The Monday show. Oh yeah.
I mean, sure, it doesn't hold up well in the podcast, but
I was like, well, I've got one of them done. Yeah.
Like I said, if I had to run errands,
just going on and getting worse.
Oh, it was.
If I had my final prep done and I didn't need to do social media posts, and I decided, let me go to the bank, pay some bills, run here, I would have just slapped that. All right, stop the presses. Really stupid.
Knife sharpening begins. Oh, really, Joe? Tell us more.
Hey, what?
All right, so give us your story about Andre.
Okay. So Dr. Dre trademark battle against gynecologist Dr. Dre.
Oh, I did not know this one. This is not the Dr. Dre story I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah, it's a different story, but no, this one, because he failed to show how the physician would try to use his name to sell his audiobooks and seminars. The chronic hitmaker failed to show how Dr. Dre, D-R-A-I's branding and products would mislead consumers into buying his products. Dr. Dre, whose real name is Dreon M. Birch, is a gynecologist in Pennsylvania who acts as a media personality. In 2015, Birch submitted applications to trademark Dr. Dre and Dr. Dre OBGYN and media personality to use for branding. When given the cease and desist letter from Dr. Dre DRE, Birch stated he was appalled how someone could think I wanted to be them. He claimed that he earned the right to be called a doctor and that Dr. Dre shouldn't be selling things in a medical space anyway. So a three-year battle between Dr. Dre, D-R-E, and a practicing doctor came to a close last week when the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office dismissed the rapper's claim that their similar names would spark confusion for consumers. The chronic hitmaker, 53, failed to show last week how Dr. Dre, D-R-A-I's branding and products would mislead consumers into buying his products. Dr. Dre, who's real... Oh, it says that. He's the... Now, he...
Dr. Dre, please stand up. Please stand up.
Well, one of the best things about this is that
I'm waiting for one of them.
Dr. Dre, D-R-A-I, two of the books that he's written, and this
quite
is
quite the plummet after Jussie Smollett. Eh?
Well, this is what pulled me in.
Stupid Smollett. We would have thrown all three of them down. Be done.
We'd have been our first sharing of the three of them. At least we bounced back. Pip's got confusion over names and vaginas.
Dr. Dre, the rapper, was afraid that people would mistake the other Dr. Dre's book titled 20 Things You May Not Know About the Vagina as part of his
work.
Well,
they both talk about the pussy, so it's going to be
a little brothers
rough.
Don't eat unless it's fried.
A little laugh. All right.
Do that in Harlem, I'll kill.
The other book, I think this is the one that DRE was afraid of, 20 Things You May Not Know About the Penis, and then in a circle on the cover of the book,
know about it?
It says, bonus, oral sex tips included.
Aw. So, I love when they give you the bonus tracks.
I only need to know the two things it can do.
If there's more, I'm going to have to call on a stunt dick. Yeah. That's what Dennis Ross used to say.
Rest in peace. Dr. Dre, D-R-E, also claimed that Dr. Dre, D-R-A-I, intended to trade on the goodwill generated by his well-known name, but the physician believed that the rapper's history with misogyny and homophobic things would actually hinder his business. As being part of the LGBT community, that's when I said, you know, I cannot be associated with that, he added. And being an OBGYN, I cannot be associated
the LGBT community.
With anyone.
D-R-I.
That has been any DOA. Kind of misogyny.
It's fucking Ackerman's up the ass in this story. Holy shit. Yeah. Here's one PU. Sorry.
Sorry. Joe Curry for the win. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's what I can do.
Do you want to argue this?
No. No, I do not.
Pip slinks away. Yeah. All right. So write me, Joe, down for a tie and yes. Roseanne.
I'm sorry. I just have to, like lick my wounds and go in the corner for a moment.
Well, you know what? In your defense, you know. Well, actually, it's not your defense. We were all playing under the same handicap.
Yeah. Stupid got dismissed. Stupid got off the hook. Who
God
knows?
Damn, one more fucking day. Can you just rot in prison one more day?
God, what are you looking at me at lunch? Sitting, you got it. One more fucking day.
We all have the same thing. Son of a bitch. We're not done. All right, Pip. We'll let you. Now, this is the first general. Any fool.
General.
So for number three on the countdown, we will let Pip start.
Okay. And I think that the first two letters tell you that I have something good. Florida man.
Ah, he's good.
Recorded himself having sex with his dog, deputies say.
Oh. Well, you like to have these things for posterity.
Mm. Nothing like rough sex. Mm. A little laugh, a little laugh.
That one. That one
was expected a reel, and that's why I sang a song. If they couldn't hear the reel over the tone.
I bet they did it doggy style.
A little laugh, a little laugh.
Who melted whose leg?
A little laugh, a little. Huddle, 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 huddle.
Oldsmar, Florida, February 2019.
Oh, good girl.
An Oldsmar man was
arrested. Would you like a biscuit like the doggy in this story?
Yes. An Oldsmar man was arrested Monday after allegedly recording himself having sex with his Siberian husky.
That's a big dog. Good sized dog.
Mm. You kept swatting your camera with your tail, damn it, and I got to set it back up. Stay.
They have very fluffy looking hindquarters. I get the attraction.
Say, wiggle.
Wiggle it. Just a little bit.
Christian Stewart Oscar Nichols, 21.
Oh, does he have enough names?
A four-namer.
Good for him.
Three namers usually kill. And
three names, a dog won't fuck you. You come in with four names, a dog goes, all right, I'll give you a shot.
He's going to lift his tail.
Four.
Whose tail is that?
Whose tail is that?
You're fucking it. It's a tail ID. It's jizz.
He was 21. He was arrested. He's charged with aggregated animal cruelty.
Aggregated?
Aggregated?
What's aggregated?
You mean aggravated.
It must be aggravated.
He collected a bunch of dogs to fuck them all?
How much is that doggy in the window?
How many dogs are in the window?
I'm going to splash my sauce on their tail.
Why do all your songs end with that? Splash your sauce.
You just don't play it long enough. Every song does end that
way. Well, it's not like I'm singing Happy Birthday, which I could fit the
comics in the news, splashing their sauce.
So it's sort of like, you know, when you read Chinese fortune cookies, and you end it with Between the Sheets, and Joe ends every phrase with splashed my sauce. You bastards, don't stare at
it's the
me.
Oregon Trail, that fucking joke.
I have to run really quick after the show, but I think I might make the time for a talk.
A heart to moron.
Oh, God. I have got pickles in the pantry.
Don't you slumgully in my fucking chair.
It's funny.
According to detectives, the investigation began last month when someone reported to Pinellas County Animal Services seeing video and photographs on the internet of a man having sex with a dog.
He posted them?
Yes.
Oh. Why
Sheriff's
share?
Detectives obtained the photos and video showing a man dressed.
When you go search wait, doggy style.
Yeah. Wait, you don't want to step on this. Showing a man dressed in a dog costume molesting a husky. The dog was in distress.
Wearing a costume. That's good. You know, you can't identify him that way.
The dog was in distress. I wonder why, and tried to run away.
Well, because they
said.
Barely knew each other. It's a little off-putting.
No, they knew each other.
The romance?
Investigators said they were able to trace the video and photos back to Nichols. They interviewed him Monday and said he admitted to making the video with his dog named Ember and posting it online.
Was it a boy dog or a girl dog?
Girl. Ember,
okay.
And
so
another Ember and another dog were removed from Nichols' home.
What, the other dog wasn't good enough to fuck?
Well, I don't know, because additional charges were likely.
The other dog was jealous?
He should. Why do I always have to hold the camera? I don't even have thumbs.
Additional charges are likely, detectives say, and the investigation is continuing. Okay, not only do we have a slam dunk always when something starts with Florida man. Mm. No, number one. Number two, not only was he fucking his own dog.
Well, it's better than fucking somebody else's. That's rude.
Yeah,
well,
that's nice.
Yeah, that is.
Gotta
not
ask
right.
permission first.
Sure.
Excuse me. I saw your dog on a leash. May I fuck it in the ass?
No. You can hold the leash.
Yes.
I don't expect you to trust me with your dog.
I brought treats.
Tom wants to know. Did you say his last name was Nipples? No, I did not. Nichols.
I believe eight.
He was dressed in a dog costume.
Well, he doesn't want to be identified. And he wants to get the dog in the mood. You don't be fucking rude.
Yeah.
Want to be rude?
You know, just say,
like, Mr. Helix doesn't wear a Wynwood T-shirt when he wants to plow you from behind.
Right.
You do certain things for your loved ones.
Yeah. You know, I think, hi, big dog here. I got treats and a rod.
Are you still talking about Mr. Wynwood?
Yeah.
Because the treats in
give me a higher love.
Now you turned on Pip.
Give me the high
now
hard
she's
one.
Your leg.
That's what I was. So, but besides all of that, the guy put it on the internet. You're not only romancing the dog.
Well, but I need to know if he's got, like, a costume on, like, if his head's covered.
He was in a dog
costume.
All right,
so you guys probably think, well, they won't identify me. They probably think the dog put it up.
You could have put any mask on. You had to get a full furry costume and do the dog.
Well, is it better if he didn't? At least he's role-playing, bitch. I'm not calling you a bitch.
You're talking to the
I'm
dog.
I'm talking about Ember.
Bad Ember.
I'm role-playing, bitch.
He's going to look like a slut out of the other dog.
Sure. Just giving it up like that to the big dog in the yard.
So I think that this is the biggest fool going.
Well, it's certainly your best outing of the evening. We'll give you that. You're finally on the fucking board.
Thank
although
you.
Although I don't know if it's going to stay on the board.
Now, did they put him in jail or a kennel?
Nice.
That gives a whole new meaning to dog pound.
Right.
Tom says,
oh, we're on fire!
Tom says, here, girl, I got a big snozzage for you.
Snozzages.
Snozzages. Bacon, bacon, bacon!
Yeah, the gravy train.
Oh, the gravy trail.
You want to go or you want me to go?
You can go.
All right. Let's go to Florida.
Okay!
Not the same story. Although when you said, like, son of a bitch.
I know, right?
Palatka, Florida.
Palatka.
Authorities say a Florida man was arrested after complaining to deputies that he might have been sold the wrong drug. Joe's settling in. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook that 49-year-old Douglas Peter Kelly, three names, very good.
Be killing somebody.
Was charged Tuesday with possession of meth. I can't fucking say the big word. Deputies say Kelly called the sheriff's office earlier Tuesday and explained they had bought some meth about a week earlier. He said he had a bad reaction after smoking the drug and asked if deputies could test the narcotics quality.
No way.
At a detective's invitation, Kelly drove to the sheriff's office and handed over a clear crystal-like substance wrapped in aluminum foil. Authorities say it field tested positive for meth, and Kelly was arrested. Kelly was being held on $5,000 bail. Jail records didn't list an attorney. Okay, so if meth was legal, you wouldn't have to get it from a dealer.
Right.
Yeah, after the police invite him down, he still has the option of not showing up. He had the time to realize, maybe this isn't a good idea. Maybe I shouldn't go down after you get that invitation. And did he think if he got so bad meth that he could call the Better Business Bureau? I mean, write a Yelp review. What's this guy fucking thinking? So, as you know, I understand the allure of yours.
Yes.
But this guy, yeah, it takes a special type of fucking stupid to go, hey, I don't think my meth is good, officer. What do you think?
Now, wait a minute. Now,
well, we don't argue it now.
Okay.
Let's see if Joe's going to get into this debate.
I okay. just made a switch in my scheduling here.
Ooh, you had one of these?
We've never seen this before.
Because I feel that it would be apropos to this segment we're doing right now.
Oh, we're Florida.
Very good.
Apra-alpo?
Alpa-alpo. Florida man.
I feel like we've... Florida man. You know what we're going to do next year? Write this down.
Florida man.
Florida category.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, okay. Florida man told cops he was burning leaves. Police say it was cannabis.
Why? Because everybody's eating Doritos?
Yeah, well, Fellsmere, Florida, as Deputy Luke Capel drove toward David Ellis's home last Thursday, he could see a large cloud of smoke leaving a trail across the sky. Neighbors had reported someone doing open burning in the area. When Capel arrived, he noticed the smoke had a distinct odor. Ellis answered the door, and when Capel knocked and the two approached the flames, Ellis reportedly told him it was just leaves. But that's not what Capel smelled. Upon reaching the fire pile, Capel said, I could smell a burnt odor of cannabis and the remnants of small cannabis plants and leaves, Capel wrote on his police report. Capel told Ellis that it was cannabis that he was burning. Ellis called it trash and insisted he was just burning leaves. Capel told him again he had marijuana in the fire, and Ellis said it was, again, trash. It's trash. Ellis, you don't smoke that, Ellis clarified. I've got a quarter pound inside.
No!
Oh, there's a twist.
After some time, Ellis told the deputy he needed to go back inside his home and turn off the stove. Capel said he would follow, which Ellis indicated he didn't mind. Capel wrote in his report that he observed a large aluminum tray with raw cannabis and could smell a strong odor of raw cannabis inside. The two made their way back outside, and Ellis asked Capel if he'd seen his pot while inside the home.
Because he was making a pot lasagna.
Capel confirmed that he did, and Ellis reportedly replied, I got more in the refrigerator.
Other
officers arrived to provide backup when Ellis was told that he had the right to remain silent. He gave the permission to search his home. Even so, he did not reveal where he got the pot from. Investigators said they found 174 grams of raw cannabis and 15.4 grams of THC wax. Ellis was taken to Indian County River Jail on felony and misdemeanor drug charges. He posted $6,000 bond and was released Friday. Florida time during this segment.
Here's why I'm going to... I got attacking stories. I'm going to attack Joe's first right now. Of course, because I want to win.
Of course you do.
That's the point, stupid. In Joe's case, the cops arrived at the drugs. In my case, the drugs arrived to the cop. So this guy, as foolish as he was, because he couldn't shut the fuck up, my guy couldn't shut the fuck up either. My guy drove down to the police station, making it all like there was like this was a normal thing to do. He sought out the police. In Joe's case, the police sought him out. So I would say that's what would give my story the edge.
I think mine has the edge because he just went down with one drug. He also alerted him to one drug. By the way, there's more drugs. By the way, did you find what other stuff I had? I think that the stupidity...
Is marijuana legal in Florida?
I guess not.
No, he got arrested.
Well, it just might be a quantity thing, and he wasn't aware of the math.
All right, but
what
still...
What the hell is THC wax, anyway?
Use it when you get a rub and tug at the Asian Orchard.
Right.
I thought these are unusual candles.
Yeah. So I would say just the sheer... it's a long day. The sheer stupidity of my guy... overrates the steer stupidity of Davin's guy. Maybe I could talk. I do it for a living. So my guy is essentially
but
stupid.
Says well, so.
Yeah. But I would say the sheer stupidity here outweighs the sheer stupidity.
Yeah, but meth is a much worse drug. You're going to get a lot more problems with meth.
Yeah, but there was three instances where this guy could...
Well, it's just one continuous instance.
It's actually led the officer.
Yeah, it's one. He was taken by surprise. The cop showed up.
Dude. My guy was fucking a dog.
Yeah, but everybody does that.
Come on.
Everybody come does on. That.
Was he?
drugs, fucking a dog.
Yeah, but I mean, if I had a nickel for every bestiality story we could pull up.
And a dog costume?
I mean, yeah.
And a dog costume.
That's not even your strongest argument. It's not our strongest argument, I have to be honest.
Wait a minute. Dog costume, fucking dog. Post it on the internet.
Well, there you go. Now you're getting strong. No.
Come on.
But that's why I need to know if he was wearing the fucking dog head or not. That's why I need to know.
He's wearing a dog costume. Do you think it was just the body and not the head?
Let's see, but then I can say he's probably figuring, how's anybody going to figure it's me?
You're going to go full Rover on
you
this.
You want to know something? I mean, look at every step he took. You think he wouldn't have forgot to wear the head? I think that head was on.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what they probably think. All right. Nobody's going to figure it's me.
No, they have a picture of the guy. And he's.
But he's in a dog costume.
No,
so then he probably figures the authorities be looking for a big dog wandering the streets.
They can't show you the dog costume because he was fucking a dog
four.
While he's wearing it.
I'm looking
it.
For a 5'7" dog.
Sure, I can pay you that.
with a flabby dog costume and like goop on his fucking
you see,
costume.
You see how big some of those mastiffs get? It could happen.
Well, this guy was pretty big. He's a big dude with a chin beard.
Was the beard hanging out underneath the dog costume? I mean, these are the details, Pippi, Alexa, that could put you over the edge or end it for
they
you.
They do not show the pictures because then they would have to show us him fucking a dog.
No, you can take a still. You can blur out the dog. I mean, you don't want to hurt the innocent.
I think that's been done.
You don't want to
Ember was backing away.
Dog park.
I got to tell you.
Ember knew she was in trouble.
I'm going to leave this one up to Trucker Tom. My opinion. Now, if you guys have a strong opinion either way, I'm happy to entertain it. But
let
I,
Trucker Tom give it.
Because I can't decide between these three. I have to be honest.
They're all good.
They're all really good.
Tom, we need your expertise on which Florida man is the big fool.
Is this really,
here?
You think Tom's an expert on people fucking dogs in a costume?
No,
is
I'm not saying that. Listen. If he got near Bella with those kind of intentions, I would be driving to his house and slapping the shit out of him.
You know, you don't know where he lives.
Well, I'd find him.
You know, you wouldn't.
Yes, I'd show the picture of the
Tom
dog.
Disappeared
have you
for
seen
months.
This
you
dog?
You didn't fucking look for him.
I would step in. I would find a way. But Tom, you're taking your
all right.
Time.
Well, if he's not going to fucking answer, then we'll have to fight this out. I thought Tom was paying attention.
I thought he was, too. But, actually, he said something really funny about the drug ones. He goes, what's next? Officer, does this smell like cocaine to you?
That old gag. I don't like cocaine. I just like the smell of it.
A little.
I have to say that mine is very unique. And
but I don't. But that's the thing. I don't think it is.
Oh, it. Do you hear a lot of stories about guys in animal costumes fucking the same animal?
Well, the costume does make it a
little
funny.
Come on.
Was
that's
it,
what pushed it over.
Was it an act of foolishness or an act of perversion?
Oh, very good, counselor.
Yes.
Well, posting the
foolishness
on the internet.
But we've seen
but,
that
okay,
before.
Okay, so you
wait,
didn't pose the...
Wait, the judges have ruled.
All right.
Is there multiple judges?
No, judge has ruled. Dog fucker is the biggest scumbag, but the one that took the drugs to the cops is the biggest fool.
Thank you, Trucker Tom! An excellent and wise judge. I believe Trucker Tom acted honorably. He didn't have 13 Democrats with him. Tom was not conflicted.
Thank you, Tom, for stepping
that,
in.
But I will say that's the most contentious and evenly matched one I can remember.
That's
yeah,
why I switched on.
That was very good. But
I do like
the idea from now on, number three
it's
should be
Florida Man.
Yeah.
Or Florida.
Well, you seen that whole thing on the on social media, the Florida Man thing?
Yes.
You post it. I got to find mine. I got to check it out.
Yeah, that was really
good. By
the
way, kids, I'm 3-0. I mean, I've shared one with Joe, but I am 3-0.
Yes, I am aware.
All right. So did I start? No, Pip started that one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it my turn to start?
I think it is. I think it is.
All right.
No, this, I didn't start.
You haven't started yet?
No, I did start that one. I'm
would
sorry.
You like to start? You want to start?
No,
you
no.
didn't start this one. Oh, yes, you did.
I did.
Would you like me to start?
Or yeah.
Would you like Joe to start?
When you go.
All right. Political. Oddly enough, we're going to go back to Florida. Roger Stone. You don't know who Roger Stone is?
Oh, yes.
Pip looked like the fucking dog Ember, confused.
I realized that I cocked my head. It took me a second to remember who he was. I get it.
Roger Stone. You seem both a little bewildered by this choice. But I will tell you, a furious federal judge issued a tighter gag order on Roger Stone, the former political advisor to President Trump, after he posted an image on social media showing what appeared to be crosshairs of a gun sight next to her head.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be clear today. I gave you a second chance, but this is not baseball. There will not be a third chance, U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Stone, saying that first...
Well, she's wrong, because baseball is three strikes.
Well, she said this, but this is not baseball.
Oh, I thought
but
she
she's,
said...
Yeah. Well, I guess, actually...
Well, two strikes,
she might
yeah.
Not, yeah, actually, if there's... Well,
yeah, it's
right.
Not baseball.
I don't think that makes her the biggest fool in the story.
I'm just, you know, just saying.
Just focus on DeGrom, stupid.
It's just, hey, lady.
You got his money.
Just yes, Joe, by the way, excuse me. I just, excuse me. You have
Your Honor, you're right. Enough for nothing.
Enough for nothing, but don't use sports metaphors if you don't understand the sport.
I see you dressing down Mr. Stone, but I just thought you should know.
Contempt.
There will not be a third chance. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Stone, saying that further transgression could bring jail time. Stone, who is facing 7 criminal charges in the Russian investigation, by the way, that's still going on, posted the offending photo of Jackson on Monday, along with a comment calling court proceedings against him a show trial and suggesting the judge was biased against him. Well, you do shit like that, she might be. He later deleted the post and then uploaded it again after removing the crosshair symbol and then deleted that too.
What is he working on, a band logo? What the fuck is he doing?
Mike McClinton doing
this? Nah, that doesn't look cool, man. Take that out, man. Do it like that. We got you got to go trademark. Oh, put this in, man. Yeah, Pan logo.
Stone denied that he intended to threaten a judge, which is a felony, and apologized in a court filing. He asked forgiveness on Thursday when, in a dramatic and risky gambit, he took the witness stand to admit that he'd abused the judge's trust. I'm kicking myself over my own stupidity. Aha! He admits it. He said, but not more than my wife is kicking me. Perhaps I talk too much. You think? Said Stone. Stone said, a surprising admission for a man who has become infamous for incendiary nonstop commentary. Stone's decision to answer questions under oath, however, revealed that the skills of spin and obfuscation developed over decades as a campaign consultant have not translated well to the legal quagmire he now faces. At times, he looked deflated in his double-breasted suit, and the corner of his lips were anchored in a deep frown. Jackson's anger flared when she addressed Stone. How hard was it to come up with a photograph that didn't have crosshairs in the corner, she demanded. It's like she's playing the game. She's making my case. I got a judge on my side. Stone said he didn't notice the symbol when he posted the photo, which he said was by a volunteer. But he couldn't identify the volunteer or the name of all the helpers who cycled through the Fort Lauderdale, Florida home that said functions as his headquarters. Prosecutors also noted that even though Stone has apologized for his Instagram post, he has repeated similar criticisms to several media outlets, including InfoWars, a far-right conspiracy-themed website. Jonathan Caravis, a prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, said Stone has shown a desire to manipulate media coverage that could taint the jury pool for his trial, which has not been scheduled yet. Stone asked for leniency because he makes his living as a commentator, writer on politics, but he also admitted that he's not being paid to talk specifically about the Russian investigation, meaning a gag order wouldn't necessarily slash his income. Jackson said Stone's work in politics media only made him more responsible for the content of his Instagram post. Roger Stone fully understands the power of words and the power of symbols, she said. There's nothing ambiguous about crosshairs. Like she has him and hers. Although she did not say whether she interpreted the post as a personal threat, she said such commentary runs the very real risk of inciting violence. And remember, we just saw the fucking the van guy. The guy with the van, with the, who was like sending pipe bombs to like, you know, you remember this fucking story. Trump supporter sending pipe bombs to the media and shit.
Oh, I'm
sorry. And politicians.
Yes.
Although she did not say whether she was very risk of inciting violence, Jackson had originally issued a partial gag order on Friday, barring lawyers and prosecutors from speaking publicly about the case, but barring Stone only from commenting on courthouse premises. Stone responded by promising to be judicious in his public remarks about the case. But because he promptly abused the leeway, Jackson said, Stone will only be allowed to ask for donations for his legal defense fund or succinctly proclaim his innocence. No other comments about the case will be allowed. Stone has pleaded not guilty to charges of making false statements to Congress and witness tampering. He was released on $250,000 bond. Prosecutors accused him of lying to the House Intelligence Committee about his conversations about WikiLeaks in 2016. According to the indictment, Stone tried to... Yeah, we know about the indictment. So his whole selling point is that he's supposedly smarter than everyone else. That's why people call Roger Stone for their campaigns. He's supposed to be smarter than everybody else. He posted the picture without comments, then deleted them, then posted the picture and comments again, and then deleted it again. He may have been believable if he would have immediately deleted it and left it deleted. Only a fool pisses off a judge that holds his fate in their hands. Listen, we've all been to traffic court. Yeah. Nobody speaks about the judge before traffic court.
Oh, God.
And that's just traffic court.
I was ready to tell the DA to go fuck himself.
But you didn't, and you didn't post on social media, did you, Joe?
No.
Because you're not a fool.
Because I don't like fines.
Contempt!
His brand as someone smart is ruined if anyone's paying attention to this.
Yeah.
So that's why he's my biggest political fool. Who would like to go second?
I'd like the lovely Pip Helix go.
Well, sucking up is going to not help you at all. This is a little bit dry, but MPs seize control of Brexit process by backing indicative votes amendment. MPs on Monday seized control of the parliamentary timetable for a series of indicative votes on the next steps for Brexit, but Theresa May declined to say whether she would abide by the outcome. An amendment tabled by former Tory minister Oliver Letwin passed by 329 votes to 302, defeating the government as MPs expressed their exasperation at its failure to set out a fresh approach. Government sources confirmed that three ministers resigned from government in order to back the Letwin amendment. Foreign Affairs Minister Alistair Burt, Health Minister Steve Burney, and Business Minister
Richard... I really missed the Dr. Dre story.
Yes. Basically, what's going on here is that Brexit is quickly approaching, and they have not got a fucking clue how to do it.
But who's holding responsible? Who's the political fool?
I am holding both David Cameron and Theresa May at fault for the whole Brexit shenanigans. First of all, they set this in play without a plan. They had a plan.
Yeah, but that happened years ago.
Well, now the plan is supposed to happen. The EU leaders have just said that they'll extend a delay of it happening
because they have a divided country.
What's the date of the point of reference of your story? Is it about Brexit, which was past the year threshold?
No, it's now that they're getting close to the the.
That's just politics, though. I mean, we have debt ceilings. We have strikes all the time. That's just fucking politics.
No, this is going to be catastrophic for
Britain. I understand
that,
but this is just two political parties hashing it out.
I'm saying that Theresa May is bucking the system. She's not going to let the English Parliament figure this out. She's just saying, no, this is my plan. But they don't have a plan. Nobody's agreeing with her plan, and there's no second plan. If it just goes through without any agreements with the EU, it's going to be a disaster for Britain. It's going to be their... there's going to be the worst part is that there's going to become a hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland again.
But you're putting in that Brexit is foolish. Well, half the country thinks it's a good idea.
No, but the people that thought it was a good idea at the time, they didn't know what they were voting on. They didn't.
Some of them still do. Some of them still want.
It's not half and half, though.
You're putting your political beliefs into it. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. Well, I'm
Joe. What do you think?
But that's the thing is that I'm saying that she's a fool.
All right.
It's my judgment that she's a fool.
All right. I mean, okay. Joe, would you like to do yours before we dismiss Pip? I mean, if you can defend this. To me, this is just politics as usual. I mean, yes, catastrophe, but that should happen all the time.
That's not as usual. This is a huge
step.
That's what the opposition
thinks it's
if you propose it like Elizabeth May is proposing the Brexit plan, but Theresa May was proposing the plan, but she didn't think it out, and it looks like it might be voted and leaving her hung out to dry. Then you could go, she's the
But they voted like 3 years ago. That's the thing.
But
now she's just got to clean up the mess.
But they might be doing, they're trying to get a referendum to do a new vote on it. So
yeah.
If that new vote goes, so if you're proposing it is, if the new vote goes through and they repeal the Brexit idea, then she looks like a fool.
Well, the thing is, it would have to be Parliament doing this.
Just fucking
I'm being a devil's advocate.
You clearly are. Trump wishes you back on his side. What do you got? Unless you want to defend this anymore, I'm sorry. Unless you have any more to add.
No.
All right,
go ahead.
Elizabeth Warren apologizes for the latest revelation of Native American claims. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat Massachusetts, once again apologizing for claiming Native American ancestry after the Washington Post reported that she filled out a registration card for the State Bar of Texas in 1986 and wrote American Indian in the line asking race. The latest disclosure comes as Warren prepares to officially launch her campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020 and has been able to put to rest the issue of her claims of ancestry. And as she has previously, Warren told reporters Wednesday that she grew up believing she and had Native and American ancestors. This is our family story, and it's consistent from that point in time, she said in response to a question about whether there are documents that may show similar claims. It's important to note that I am not a tribal citizen, Warren said, and I should have been more mindful over the distinction with tribal citizenship and tribal sovereignty. Warren apologized last week to the Cherokee Nation principal, Chief Bill John Baker, for a DNA test that she released in October that she said showed strong evidence of Native American ancestry back to several generations. The test was met with anger from some tribal groups, with the scorn from her political rivals.
Because the tribal nations believe they have the right to determine it.
Right.
They don't look to Ancestry.com. They determine it. Right. Correct?
Yeah. President Trump has repeatedly called Warren Pocahontas. Warren really gives hallway interviews.
No fool for that.
Warren really gives hallway interviews in the Capitol, did so Wednesday to address the Washington Post report. Family stories are not the same as tribal citizenship, Warren said Wednesday, and this is why I have apologized to Chief Baker, who was very gracious about her. Wait, there's more. Also,
that's not going to be the fucking stupid YouTube video, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. Really? They think that's the...
Because, yes.
Have you seen politicians? They're awkward sons of bitches.
I understand, but if Elizabeth Warren was seen on Instagram, posted live Instagram, drinking a beer at 7 p.m. New Year's Eve to appear young and cool.
Well, she offered her husband one.
Yeah. She's 69 years of age and is neither young or cool.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Crosshairs behind the judge who fucking holds your future in her fucking hands. Yeah. I mean, stop this. Let's just fucking stop it right now. No one of us is going to piss off a judge. We all have that in common.
That's stupidity, not foolishness.
Oh, it's always fucking foolish, especially when you just got warned. Don't fucking be stupid. Stupid. It's not even close. It's not even close.
I think that the bigger problem.
First of all, you don't even have one person. You want to tag team it.
Yeah.
No. No. Yeah.
Wait, it doesn't say one person.
Then I could say Congress, or he could play his little fucking sound that welcomes Congress.
Yeah, that's the leitmotif for when Congress gets brought up.
I mean, if we're gonna go that, then whenever you disagree with politically, that leads to bad decisions. You could just go Congress.
Them all.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. No. It was a close vote, and they fucked it up. But that's not being foolish. That's politics.
No, Theresa May is being.
We had a bunch of people that were like that were being laid off. You know, because they couldn't get jobs and shit for a month. That shit was foolish too. People suffered. It doesn't make them one specific fool.
Well, no, Theresa May is a real fool here.
But that's just
right
politics.
Now,
that's just politics. I'm sorry.
No, this is going to be catastrophic. They're going towards. If they're
crosshairs behind the picture of the head of the judge who's going to determine if you're going to jail, who just warned you, don't be stupid, stupid. Just warned you.
Leading an entire country.
It's politics.
No.
You just don't agree with it.
No, they're
people who want Brexit say she's doing the right thing.
But the thing is that they're supposed to have a deal in place, and she's making it that they're going
to be. Can we eliminate Joe's?
Going
no.
into this. With no,
no.
Do you think Joe's is the weakest?
It's lame. It's stupid. It's not. It's lame. It's stupid. On social media on New Year's Eve, going, I'm going to have a
beer.
Are
you aware of what the president does on social media?
I don't care.
The beer thing is a non-starter for me.
It's not foolish. It's lame.
It's lame.
It's
foolish.
She looks like a fool.
No.
You know, so you don't agree that looks foolish when you're totally looking fake on that, and you make a fool out of yourself.
I think when Donald Trump got behind.
We're not talking about Donald Trump.
I want to give you an example, though. I think when Donald Trump got behind the fire engine, went, rum, 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 like he was pretend driving, I think that was lame, too. I don't think that makes him a category for fool of the year. It's like, well, that was stupid. And you move on. It's just not, it doesn't rise to the level of crosshairs behind the head of the judge who could send you to jail.
That's stupidity. It's not foolishness.
No, it's fucking foolish. It's fucking foolish. Don't piss off the judge. It's fucking foolish to piss off the judge.
Well, Tom's stepping in and saying, I say Pocahontas, on the grounds that she was a big proponent of cultural appropriation, just to have it come out that she's been doing it all along.
But when was the, when was she doing the cultural appropriation thing? What year was that?
Well, I think... I don't understand that.
I don't really.
I don't think she was a proponent of cultural appropriation.
No, she actually thought she was.
She thought she was.
It's like she had been told she was. She got this Ancestry.com that said she was. Right. But then the tribe said, you're not.
You're not. It's too small of a percentage. Exactly. And what are you talking about? So, yeah. I don't know. I think this one was a misunderstanding more than. I mean, it did make her look foolish.
Yeah. But again, I hate to say it. Crosshairs behind the head of the judge who determines if you go to jail after she just told you, don't fucking do stupid shit.
I think that's more foolish of an act than
All right, I got this. Thank you.
But it's Tom. Well, we already heard what Tom
did. Again,
crosshairs behind the head. That is something none of us would do. You can't go, oh, I fucked that up. Especially after he deleted it, then put it back up.
No, that was really stupid.
Yeah.
That I have to... Of those, these all, I have to say that's the one that that's the winner.
Okay, I'm doing very good. All right, I wonder if we're all going to have this last one. Who would like to go first?
Wait a second, I'm trying to.
That was a Roger Stone.
Yeah, I wrote Oliver Stone. I've lost my mind.
He's done some stupid things too.
God. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, you go first. You go second. I'll go third.
All right. Wait, did I click off on my thing? Are you talking about me or Joe?
You.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
You should be.
This is the story of a man who could not leave well enough alone. John Allen Chow, body of man killed by Sentinelese tribe, may never be recovered. American missionary John Chow.
You have this one too, Joe?
No.
Was said to have been killed with arrows when he landed on North Sentinel Island.
Yeah, it would be foolish to go to South Sentinel Island.
This idiot, I'm just going to paraphrase the story because you already know the story.
Well, I don't know if Joe knows the story.
I know the story.
Do you know the story? Well, okay.
Explain to the audience.
All right. Well, this idiot was a missionary, and he decided that he was going to go to North Sentinel Island, which is off the coast of India and is owned by India. But they have some a tribe that lives on this island, and in past encounters with outsiders have killed the outsiders because they do not want anyone coming onto their land and telling them what to do.
They also shoot bows and arrows at helicopters.
They do. They are determined not to be modernized. Of course, the website that I had.
You know, we tolerate them. We could kill them in 20 minutes if we wanted to.
Well, they're not bothering anybody.
I know, but they're
living the life you want. Listen, you would be the same way. Get the fuck off my island. Leave me alone. Please, you'd be walking around in boxer shorts, watching fucking old trucking shows, scratching your nuts, and if somebody came, you'd be very ornery.
Oh, believe me, I'd love to go there if they wouldn't kill me 20 yards from shore, but I don't.
But I'm saying, if you had your own island, you would behave the same way.
Probably. I do that with my house.
Sure. Nobody's seen the house. For all we know, you live in your fucking van. We don't know. Nobody's seen your house.
Yeah, he also attacks anyone that strays too close to his island.
Yeah, bites them in the ass.
The 27-year-old interloper knew that death was a possible outcome as he ventured onto the island in a bid to convert members of one of the world's most isolated groups. Indian authorities attempted to recover his body, but they were forced to abandon their latest attempt after tribesmen with bows and arrows appeared ready for the fight. He paid some fishermen to... In 2006, two fishermen were killed by the tribe, and their bodies were hooked onto bamboo stakes facing out to sea like a scarecrow and were never recovered.
If I only had a brain.
Then this fellow decided that he was going to convert what is considered to be the last pre-Neolithic group in the world.
Yeah, because they could be reasoned with.
Yes.
That's the theory.
He went over there, and he was carrying his waterproof Bible, and the first thing that they did is shoot him right in the Bible.
That's not the first thing he did. Well, no. Well, yes, they did, but, you know.
Yeah, they shot him in the Bible.
You got what he said?
Sorry?
Do you have what he yelled?
What did he yell?
My name is John, I love you, and Jesus loves you.
Oh, yes, that's right. His
you know what that sounded like to them?
Yeah.
Throw another hour at him.
He that's right. He said in his journal, he wrote that the tribesmen, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, with yellow paste on their faces, had reacted angrily when he attempted to speak their language and sing worship songs to them. Then one of the juveniles shot him with an arrow, which pierced his waterproof Bible. Mr. Chow, who...
Don't come to an arrow fight with a waterproof Bible.
Mr. Chow, who went bearing gifts, including a football, scissors, and fish...
What are they, fucking Packers fans?
Retreated to
should
the fishing
boat. Should have
bought
a soccer boat. Ball. Maybe they saw Castaway.
That's a volleyball.
Is it volleyball?
Yeah. Right,
volleyball.
Wilson was a volleyball.
Yes. He retreated to the fishing boat and successfully made it to shore on a later attempt. However, he was killed by the islanders on November 17th and buried on the beach, according to fishermen who watched from a distance.
Enough.
Police launched a murder case and are investigating the people who helped Mr. Chow travel to the island. The missionary's family have said that they forgive his killers, and they call on authorities to release those who allegedly helped him. Six fishermen and one of Mr. Chow's friends in Port Blair have been arrested. So now here's this guy who is bound and determined to go on to Murder Island and convert the murderers who want nothing to do with him.
Let's not call them murderers.
Well... they killed him.
No, they're defending themselves.
They were defending themselves.
Listen,
but
if somebody comes at me with a fucking Bible, I'm going to fucking shoot him too.
Could you imagine when he got
other people?
Could you imagine when he got up to heaven and there's Jesus going like this with his hands over his face?
Jesus knows what he did.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Well, I went there for you. Don't go. Go to like sandals or something stupid. Don't go there.
They have a nice buffet. They have the little Sesame Street characters running around. You'll enjoy yourselves. Convert Elmo.
But I thought I could change him. So did I when I went down there. You saw what they did to me.
And I spoke the language.
Tom says he probably unknowingly called the chief elder's daughter the C-word.
He called her Betsy DeVos?
Yes, he did. That shall not stand. So the hubris and foolishness of this guy to go to an island where, first of all, he's been warned off. Secondly, anybody who goes there before has been murdered.
I don't know. Maybe instead of the waterproof Bible, since you know their history,
yeah,
you bring a fucking Kevlar.
At the very least, a garbage tin can.
Something.
A garbage lid. Something.
The guy kept on coming back.
Yeah.
He got out of there the first day with his fucking tail, and he comes back.
And
he
goes back.
Listen, if I go to the Asian Orchid, and the first day for my $59, I get a dry hand job, and it's raw, I'm not coming back. Why? Because I had a bad experience.
You'll take your sauce splashing elsewhere.
Yes. Because the initial experience was unsatisfactory. That's why.
Tom says, apparently Jesus loves you translates into your daughter is a C in boobly boo. Boobly boo being
language. We're all making fun of these people that are clearly not fans of the show.
You know what? And they have every right to defend their land. They do not want to be... They don't want smallpox, number one. Number two, they don't want anything to do with Jesus or anything he had to say. They don't want a football. They don't care about Monday nights. They are busy living their lives.
Should have told him that when he was on a boat.
Yeah, and they do not want anything to do with
a
this guy.
A little pep talk.
Funny, saw what you did there.
Thank you. Wasn't really hiding it, but okay.
I would like to use the word asshole, but to win, I will say he's the biggest fool.
I got no argument. I got no quarrel. Joe?
Porn star Stormy Daniels' lawyer is arrested and facing up to 50 years in jail. Mm. A lawyer who represented...
Surprised you didn't put that in the celebrity category.
I don't know.
All right. We'll let you work it out amongst yourself.
A lawyer who represented porn star Stormy Daniels in a case against Mr. Trump, which he claimed he had an affair, has been charged with extortion and fraud and is facing up to 50 years in jail if convicted. Michael Avenatti was arrested in New York on Monday and charged with two federal cases with wire fraud, bank fraud, and attempting to extort more than $20 million from Nike Incorporated. Prosecutors say the alleged financial crimes funded included a $5 million home and several other things. Mr. Avenatti is threatening to use his ability to get publicity to harm the sports apparel giant Nike.
Because, you know, Nike flies under the radar. They have nobody who would speak on their behalf.
Yeah. Good.
Just do it.
He has been charged with conspiracy to transmit interstate communications with intent to extort, conspiracy to commit extortion, transmission of interstate communications with the intent to extort, and extortion. Heard that? The charges carry a potential penalty of 47 years in prison. The complaint said Mr. Avenatti threatened to hold a news conference on the eve of Nike's quarterly earnings call and at the start of the NCAA basketball tournament to announce allegations of misconduct by Nike employees. Mr. Avenatti and co-conspirator...
What are those kids doing?
I don't know, but
those
he was some
kids.
Yeah, apparently the people at Nike had everything recorded and said after 10 minutes off the phone, they said, okay, we're going to call the authorities.
I guess that's admissible in that state because that's not type of evidence isn't admissible in every state.
Yeah. Right.
Mr. Avenatti and a co-conspirator named by the Wall Street Journal as Mark Garagos.
Michael Jackson's lawyer.
Yes, demanded to be paid a minimum of $15 to $25
million. It's going to cost me Shimone.
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 15, 20, an additional $1.5 million for Mr. Avenatti's client to remain silent, the complaint said. The complaint said the AAU program coached by Mr. Avenatti's client was sponsored by Nike for $101,253. Annually, Mr. Avenatti tweeted at 12:16 p.m. East Coast time that he planned to hold a news conference regarding Nike on Tuesday morning. Less than 45 minutes later, prosecutors announced the extortion charges.
Well, he's going to get a chance to talk.
And this is after Avenatti this year also had to liquidate his assets to pay for back child and spousal support.
Ooh.
So, to me, he is the biggest fool
really?
Of the year.
Really? After hard charging into bows and arrows with a Bible. Avenatti's the biggest fool.
Yeah.
Several times, going back and forth. Yeah, you know what? Let's go back again.
Yes.
Let's go back again. Really?
Because he's on a bit broader level with more reach than this one dope that got killed.
His reach is over
in a
now.
Big, in a big public forum. So in the realm
never done that before.
A realm of a big public forum. He has made a bigger fool of himself than this dope that decided to storm
the bigger. There's no bigger forum than meeting Jesus.
No, but I'm saying... to you, he's just some guy, so shut your face.
Hey, he was one of us before he was one of you.
Tom said about the Sentinelese.
Yeah.
He said, they do have the best way of telling Jehovah's Witnesses to fuck off.
Sure, even the Jehovah's don't go. Exactly, there it is. Tom made the case. If the Jehovah's Witnesses don't even go there,
then Tom,
you know there's some bad
operas. Tom will make the deciding factor. Tom decides.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he was. Let him make it. It's like the fourth
mic. This ain't even close.
No, let him make the decision.
It ain't even fucking close.
We're not asking you. You're
no,
one of the guys.
It's not close. I'm sorry.
I don't think it is.
I'm sorry.
But
Tom can weigh in.
Yeah.
Tom can weigh in.
Yeah, Tom, what do you think?
No, I mean, if Joe had something like tremendous.
I know.
I think that this is tremendous. It's been making headlines, bigger headlines than the other story made. And he's a bigger public forum.
No, it's just happening today.
Yeah, but still, all the other stuff, he's making a bigger fool of himself than this other guy could possibly make in a broader spectrum.
Okay, well, I want to see what Tom has to say about that. That will be interesting.
I don't think anybody was looking at Avenatti as a genius before this. I don't think ever. Michael Avenatti. Even he knew nobody was fucking paying attention. He goes, yeah, I'm not going to run as a Democrat. Because nobody wanted to fucking hear him anymore. Because we'd all had enough of Michael Avenatti. Even the people who like Stormy Daniels and hate President Trump have had enough of Michael Avenatti.
Even
Tom
Stormy
says
Daniels.
Avenatti is clearly the biggest fool this round.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to make the call. It's not even fucking close.
But that's.
It's not close. If you would have genuinely come up with somebody that I thought did something more foolish than this guy, I would have given it to you. I absolutely would have.
But it's your show and your rules. It's kind of not a fair decision. I think somebody outside the realm of
the fucking Valentine's Day show. Huh? Right?
I did.
Yeah, I mean, so I wasn't
fair
biased.
And square.
Yeah, absolutely.
I beat you over the head.
No, you won. You had the better stories. When somebody has a better story.
I just think that this one is just so over the top. Are you fucking kidding me?
You know,
stupid.
On day one, if you get killed, then you have an argument. But when you keep going back.
Could you keep going back and facing the phone?
And he also knew. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to get in a romantic relationship because this might not turn out so well. That was part of the story, too. He's like, I'm not going to fucking date because nobody wants to date a corpse.
But, like I said before, Avenatti has a broader reach of being a fool.
Avenatti would not have even won the celebrity category this year.
No, I think, really? No. Avenatti has made a total jackass and a fool of himself.
But he was a jackass going in.
And he's the biggest fool of 2018.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I,
plus, we don't even know how this is going to turn out. He's been charged, but, I mean, we haven't had any court proceedings.
No, believe me.
Yeah, we thought the same thing with Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a slam dunk.
I thought that was a slam dunk.
We all, and I mean,
shut your face. If it was yesterday, we'd all be doing that fucking story.
Right.
Well, we all thought that was a slam dunk.
Yeah.
But we haven't even gone to trial yet or anything with it. They just got charged. You know, he proclaims his fucking innocence, of course.
Yeah, I'm sorry it's self-serving, but I still think the Sentinel
It's not, I mean, I've had this on my radar for months.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this was great.
No, I'm sorry, Joe. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it looks like, surprisingly, that Davin won.
I'm back, baby.
I'm not surprised.
Well, funny why?
Well, although I had a feeling that you would beat the tar off of me.
I felt good about you coming in.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But once you got off to a disqualification start.
I know. God damn it. I thought I was doing good.
All right, give us the breakdown.
All right, well, all right, wait a second. I'm a little confused.
It's not surprising.
Well, but the first one, Davin, you got that one, right, with the prostitution?
Yes, that was Robert Kraft.
All right,
Robert Kraft for the sports.
Okay. And then for the celebrity one, Joe and Davin were tied with Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
And my lame Dr. Dre didn't even make the board. Then for Florida stories, Davin's with the guy bringing the drugs to the cops.
Although hotly contested. My favorite of the night.
That was a really good category.
Yes.
Then,
so much so that from now on, Florida will be a category. Florida shall be enshrined in number three.
It has to be. As far as politics, Roger Stone with his crosshairs over the judge was the best. And then
the worst.
The worst. And then this last one, you and I both tied with the missionary that could not keep away from North Sentinel Island. So I think it was a rousing victory. It was good. Good conversation, good arguments.
Yeah, and, no, it was fun.
And a lot of fools. And boy, and we were almost the biggest fools with the Jussie story. Damn it.
I'm glad we all got fucked.
Oh, my God. And we're all like, scramble.
I fucking spent so much time on my like,
couldn't believe
I was
it.
Pissed. I'm like, this is a slam dunk. And if somebody has the same story, it's still a slam dunk.
I know.
And, you know, I
thank God Roseanne was 2018. But otherwise, I might have had to go Lori Loughlin or something, which I didn't really want to do.
I didn't want to do that one either. And you know what? The thing was that what's great about this game is that you do never know. You think you got a lock. And at the last minute.
Well, that was the first time we all had the same story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, none of us could use it.
No.
But we all had
I know.
I could have. I was so excited to say, no, you can't use that. He dropped it. Well, you could have used it. I was so happy to get rid of somebody's arguments, but we all got rid of our own arguments.
The way I set it up is I put the stories in a draft email to myself so that I can pull it up here, and it's like, oh, edit, fuck, bless you, holy
bless you,
crap. So, well, that was a rousing.
Get it out of your system, fella.
You know, I saw this great thing on.
Nobody says God bless you?
We did. You didn't hear it over your fucking roar, you motherfucker.
All right.
We both said God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Jump down our throat. We don't have to. We're
fuck
not
you
God.
Both.
Who's going to bless you? Chow's going to fucking bless you. He's going to need a waterproof fucking Bible after that sneezing display.
What was it? Somebody posted something about in New York, the different seasons. There's like fall, spring. Then there's actual spring. Then there's pollen. And it's like pollen hell. We're just in between fall, spring, and
I think we're going to have an early spring.
It's already spring. It don't feel springy.
Yeah, believe me, it'll be springy soon.
Yeah.
I could feel it.
Okay. Thank you, Groundhog. Did you get pulled out by your little fucking tail?
No, you could tell by the way the sun is in the sky. You could tell. Listen to the birds in the morning. The birds are out already. And you
it's fucking the end of March. Yeah. It's supposed to be. When you have an early spring, crocuses are coming up in February.
I understand that.
I don't think you do.
I do. It's going to be an early spring. The groundhog is right.
Well, it's not early, though.
It's already spring.
It's like March 21st.
Yeah, but it really doesn't get warm till like late April. Didn't last year.
No, last year sucked, too. Just like this year sucked so far.
So far.
Yeah.
It was a ray of fucking sunshine, aren't you?
At least I know where the sun is during the fucking spring, the way the sun's in the sky. You mean the same place it is every fucking year?
No, asshole. It's over on an angle during the winter, and then it moves over.
It's called spring!
All right.
You know, that would have meant something in fucking January. You know, before it was actually spring. If you go, you know what, I feel good about it. We're going to have an early spring this year.
But spring can come.
After spring,
but spring arrives. It doesn't start. Fucking spring doesn't have a calendar. It goes, oh, Jesus Christ,
yes,
I got to step it up. But it doesn't mean it's going to start
spinning. Look at your fucking calendar. Has a spring
start? I understand,
start.
But it doesn't.
I don't think
but
you do.
Spring doesn't know it's supposed
to
start.
I don't think
spring doesn't sit there and go, "Oh Christ, I got to get on a ball here." All right, flowers and sunshine, bunny rabbits, do your thing. It doesn't. You know, it sometimes.
No,
it,
but
it,
when
it,
it's
it,
early,
it, like May last year.
But when it's early, it does it in February. That's an early fucking spring. We've had crocuses in February. No crocus.
I don't know where an '80s band comes into all of this.
Because this is a ballroom blitz, motherfucker. Not a, tell me about fucking winter, Joe. That's what I want to
It's cold and snowy. Next.
What and about summer? It, right, it prevents Joe from getting to gigs.
And sometimes you.
Yes. The only motherfucking bad snowstorm on a goddamn Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got fucked royally.
Yeah.
What happened?
We talked about. I was trying to get out to Long Island.
It was
oh,
that when we had
right.
that when that we had that yes. snowstorm that nobody would
and
figure.
And this Thursday, once again, I'm trying to get out to Long Island. So,
oh no,
talk to spring, Joe.
Imagine if it snowed and he's stuck. See, I told you.
I fucking told you. See, motherfucker.
No, actually, yeah.
Tom just posted a picture of Michael Jackson eating a giant popcorn. Popcorn, anyone? He's screaming.
No,
about
Mark Gregarious can't fucking post it now.
Yeah. You guys are really something. It's like you're arguing over springtime.
No, I'm not arguing over springtime.
You had when I did one of Davin's shows about a month and a half ago, and we were working with
I blocked it out. It's like a bad touching.
Rob Eppel. We're working with Rob Eppel.
Yes.
Rob Eppel. I walk in and we hey Rob, what's going on? Hey, go. And then we say hello, and now we start arguing about something. I forgot what we start, and he goes, "You two are two." I go, yeah, we try to bring a radio show everywhere. Well, I think we're arguing, obviously, with something fucking stupid, you know?
It's like you've been married so long. It's
yeah,
like, no,
yeah, essentially, yeah.
I didn't say to turn over there. Yes, you did. You said right.
Married
no,
so
I
long,
didn't.
I put the food in the bed. He knows. Stay on your side.
I know.
Don't you cross the ham.
Well, it's like we're,
don't cross
we're coming back from Michigan, and we're going through Ohio. We're going through Cleveland, and Dennis, God rest his soul, Dennis Ross, told us about a great restaurant.
Right.
So we had
By
a
the way. His definition of great restaurant leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, it was a nice place.
No, it wasn't.
It was in, well, it was included anyway. So we're trying to get back on the road, and Davin goes, "You missed the turd, Stu." But I go, "What do I look like, Burt Reynolds?" And he goes, "He was handsome and can drive." I almost slammed into a pole. I was laughing so hard.
My arguments are based on facts.
Yeah.
I remember
And now
that
he's
line.
Dead, so you got that over him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Unlike Rosie Greer.
I'm
prematurely
sorry.
Killed.
I'm sorry, Rosie Greer. Yeah.
Or Rosie O'Donnell. All right. So it is the hour is late.
Yeah.
So this is what I think we should do.
Go home.
We will in due time. You keep it up. I'm not going to give you your fucking treat. Then you go home like a scalded ember.
Ooh, what's the treat?
Well, so what I was going to do is we should say our plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Then what we'll do is we'll play the Fragile Sky song and the
yes.
theme, and we'll get out of here. So we'll do our little plug. We won't do scamming tonight.
Okay.
We'll do our little plugs. We'll play the song. We'll get the fuck out of here. But if Joe's going to be a prick, I don't need to play the song. How do you like them apples?
All right.
Be nice, you cock.
Be nice, you cock. Oh, my God.
Does that sound like a good strategy?
That's a good strategy.
It sounds good.
All right. So I will do a plug.
All right.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide who? You! Through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to die. Let's try that again. Every
I'll tell
dish,
you what, you've been consistent tonight.
I have been, yeah.
Clearest you've been is when you were fucking sneezing.
All right. It's one of those times you just can't talk. I can't even talk now off script. But every dish at Portobello is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have a great one coming up on March 29th.
That's Friday.
That's Friday, so check that out. It's going to be great. Who's in the show?
You got Patrick O'Donnell. Got John Consoli, who's been on the show. And you got Sharon Simon, and Pip Helix will be hanging out.
That's going to be a great show. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Oh, side-splitting production.
I'm looking at you like
I'm looking at you like Davin, man of leisure. What are you...
Do I like to be looked at longingly as a man of leisure?
You're lying.
But then, if I was a man of leisure, wouldn't I be wearing Pip's sweater?
That's true. Smoking a pipe.
He was making fun of my cardigan before.
I did not. I refrained from making fun of it. I just did not fawn over it like you did.
I love this.
Okay.
Yeah, she went to do a fucking segment on it.
No, I didn't.
This is what happens when you don't show up.
No, I didn't.
I got to shoot down sweater talk. Side Splitting Productions, all your comedic needs. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Look us up. We'll give you good comics.
HudsonRiverRadio.com, every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. You should listen to the Richter Observatory, which has some great music. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I will be with my pal Davin this Thursday.
What?
Yes.
What?
What?
What? What?
We're going to be doing a benefit for the Farmingdale Chamber of Commerce at the Nutty Irishman. The festivities start at about 7:45. If you're in Farmingdale, New York, come on down and have a great time. Friday night, I will be at the Broadway Comedy Club at 11 o'clock. Check out BroadwayComedy.com. And on Saturday night, big event. Our band Fragile Sky, my band that I play in, will be at the 89 North in Patchogue, Long Island. We'll be opening up for Jakey Lee. We're going on early that night. We're going on like at 7:30. So if you want to come out, it's gonna early night. You can hang out and stuff like that. $15 tickets. You can go to brownpaper.com or fragilesky.com. We're also introducing our new project. It's our new EP called Spellcaster. And we've got some great tunes on there. That'll be up for sale on fragilesky.com, or you can buy it at the show. So check that on out. It's going to be a great night.
Might have been your most concise read ever. That might have been it right there. Finally, something you can get behind. Spellcaster. Sounds magical.
Yeah.
All right. So, as Joe said, Thursday, I'm going to be with Joe. That'll be fun. Who else is on the show? Some chick?
Teresa Farrell.
Teresa Farrell, Joe, and myself. Sounds like a party. Friday. Well, we got the Portobello, as Joe mentioned. That's going to be a good show. You can hang out with Pip.
Yep.
Get great food, see great comedy. On Friday, I'll be in Long Branch, New Jersey at the Long Branch Elks Club. For tickets, go to Monmouth, MONMOUTHBSA.org, short comedy. Let's see. Saturday, I will be in Holyoke, Massachusetts at the Warehouse. For tickets, call 413-534-3039. Tomorrow, I will be at
KISS. Unloading trucks up there. That's what he's got a side job.
I can do fucking scam busters. We don't have to leave.
I was only kidding. I was only kidding.
So Wednesday, I'll be at the KISS concert. That should rock. And Sunday, I'll be at a Yankee game.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
I tell you, I'm like, I like, you know, some KISS songs. I'm not KISS Army. But the reviews I've heard of this show is it's balls out. They're pulling every stop they have.
Well, not every stop. I mean, it's not like Ace. They haven't pulled Ace out or Peter Criss.
Yeah.
They'd be pulling every stop out.
But from, you know, diehard KISS fans, they say it's an amazing show.
Well, diehard KISS fans aren't going to say it sucks.
That's true.
But I am a KISS fan, though not a diehard.
So not KISS Army?
No.
No.
Problem following
orders. My God, the look of disgust you just gave him. Like, that was so outrageous. Like, you just said you're not a Britney Spears fan.
No, I like
fan.
Britney Spears. I got some.
My buddy Johnny Race and my
yeah,
Chris Wider. KISS Army, those guys.
Yeah,
you know?
And they fucking tattoo it on themselves.
Well, yeah.
I don't tattoo a KISS Army. I don't tattoo Roger Stone on my... I mean, fucking Nixon on my back. Richard Nixon on my back. There's some shit I don't do. The Aerosmith Army is the Blue Jean Army.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's the Blue Army.
I never heard of
it. When do you guys go to see that?
We're going at the end of June. Mm. So there'll be the review of the experience of seeing the Aerosmith concert and the review of hanging out with the Helixes.
Right.
So it'll be a double
double whammy.
Double review night. But yeah.
Oh no.
So it's a busy week. But this was fun. This was a good time. You guys should definitely check out some comedy or see Joe's band. And yeah, this was fun. Trucker Tom, thank you for helping us.
Yes, sir.
Choice number three.
Yeah.
You chose wisely.
Yes.
So that's it. What we're going to do is we're going to play the one song we have not played from the EP yet. So if you download our shows, you can actually get all four songs if you keep them, because I've left them up so you guys can listen to them. So this will be Fragile Sky with Fear No Evil. And you can see Joe on Friday. And go to FragileSky.com, right?
Yes.
FragileSky.com.
And so that's the name of the EP, Fear No Evil. I keep on calling it the wrong fucking name. It's Fear No Evil.
Yeah, you called it Spellcaster. You fucked it up.
I did. Believe me, that promo that we did, I had to read that in four takes because it was calling it the wrong name.
Called it everything. You know,
so you bring your same level of expertise to all your projects.
You can call the boys. I'll tell you. Yeah. Yes.
I should have fucking warned me.
Yeah. Yes, it's Spellcaster.
Spellcaster. So check
that out. The song name of the project.
So
yes.
This will be Fear No Evil. If you like. Oh, God damn it.
What?
No, that's not the tune.
No, I hate that.
Should be. Now something popped up on the computer.
Oh.
Trying to get us the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay.
Why? Is there something you'd like to say?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.
On the edge of reality, walking right up to the brink of insanity, and I deal with it, can't catch a break, wandering around all alone. All twisted around me, there's no escape I can see. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow,